Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Charter Communications.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Just 5 days until the government runs out of money. Here's something to consider. Republicans have held the majority in Congress for 3 years, routinely promising to normalize government operations. Yet here we are, December 18th, the government slated to shut down in just a few days short of Christmas as well. A deal to boost spending levels has all but fallen apart, and the two chambers will come back into session this week with no idea how to keep the government running. But it looks like they will get tax reform done by the end of the week.
Our colleagues Rachel Bade, Sungmin Kim, and Jen Habercorn have the latest state of play, and it isn't looking good. Republican leaders in each chamber have promised its members things that won't fly in the other chamber. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Susan Collins that he'd support passage of a bill by the end of the year to prop up the Obamacare insurance market as long as she votes for tax reform. That's a no-go in the House. Speaker Paul Ryan, meanwhile, has green-lighted a spending strategy that funds the Pentagon, but not Democratic priorities. And they floated a plan to pass that bill and leave town in order to jam the Senate. But McConnell needs 8 Democrats to pass anything. So that plan is sure to fail in his chamber.
Bloomberg is reporting that the tax bill has a last-minute perk for real estate investors like Trump. The change in the law would allow real estate businesses to take advantage of a new tax break for pass-through businesses. Senator Bob Corker came under fire as people accused him of supporting the bill only after this provision was added. He completely denies that. The Wall Street Journal reports what we all know. This tax bill is going to be the gift that keeps on giving to Washington because it's advancing without bipartisan support, and there are expiration dates for these tax provisions that will guarantee it will be revisited for years.
Senator John McCain has returned to Arizona. His office put out a statement that he is there for physical therapy and rehabilitation. Over the weekend, there has been more speculation about the campaign Republicans have begun to attack Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's integrity. The Washington Post reports that Trump has been critical of Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein in private conversations, but he hasn't talked about firing Mueller. While the New York Times has a piece out on how the image of the White House cooperating with Mueller has started to break down.
Alana Shore and Rachel Bade report on the paranoia that's gripping Capitol Hill over the harassment scandal. One rumor that many of us have heard, a credible news organization is preparing a story that unmasks at least 20 lawmakers accused of sexual misconduct. Further, lawmakers are worried that misconduct could be manipulated as a political weapon. Isaac Dover talks with Joe Manchin in the latest Off Message podcast, where the West Virginian says Al Franken should rescind his resignation. Josh Meyer is out with a new Politico investigation looking into the secret backstory about how Obama let Hezbollah off the hook.
The president will give a speech on the administration's national security strategy this afternoon at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center. He will also meet with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. And in the juice, we've got a first in playbook. Greg Nunziata is joining the D.C. office of Manatt, Phelps & Phillips as a partner in the firm's regulatory and government practice. He most recently served as Senator Marco Rubio's primary legal counsel and senior policy advisor on his presidential and Senate reelection campaigns. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.